Before our episode begins, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/20sides, where you can get exclusive access to our Patreon-only campaigns, The Other Side and Veil of Shadows, and much, much more. We are also thrilled to announce our partnership with Claymore Miniatures. They are ready to print miniatures inspired by the best fantasy art you will ever find. Check them out on My Mini Factory today. Now, hit that intro music. Welcome to 20 Sides, a fast-paced, story-driven, actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your DM, Matt.
I'm Bobby, playing Yaros, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I play Leona, the Moon Elf Wizard.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I play the Half-Elven Rogue, Ordella.
Join our campaign as we unravel the mysteries of an ancient necrotic evil, right now on 20 Sides. You are in this hallway still. You can continue on to the east, or you can go back to the west.
East.
Yarl's still leading the way?
Yep.
Yeah. Give me a perception check.
Perceive it.
13.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Ooh. You continue on. Like nothing has happened. You're moving.
Like, we didn't just spot everything else that came at us.
You're moving quickly because you know things are happening around you. You turn just like, you've got to turn sideways to get through one spot. As you turn, you step.
Batman squeeze.
A false floor collapses. You fall 20 feet down below, and you're going to take only 9 bludgeoning damage as boom, Yaro slams onto the ground. Y'all know there's a big pit. There's a big hole in the ground. Y'all three are above it. Yarost is below 20 feet. What are you doing? You are hearing pitter-patteries.
Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! So I'm going to cast Fly on myself.
Okay.
And while she's doing that, I'm readying an attack. Yeah. I'm looking around readying.
Anything you see firing?
Anything that's not my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yaros, you're at the bottom of this hole. You do see at the bottom of the hole. Once you kind of shake off the cobwebs, come to, there's a small hole right in front of you that's about 2 feet.
Right, so still none I can fit in.
You could.
But I'd just
be crawling.
Yeah, you'd be crawling in.
Yeah.
Okay, Leo, you cast Fly.
Uh-huh.
You're going down to get Yaros. Uh-huh. Give me a strength check to pick him up.
13. Minus 1.
How are you picking him up? What does this look like? Is he?
Well, he's got the shield on his back. Yeah. So like a little, like a, I'm just gonna grab him by the shield and just pull him up like a, like I'm picking up a
casserole dish.
No, like a big snapping turtle.
Yeah, like the shell. She's grabbing the shell.
I grabbed him by the shell and I'm just gonna pick him up like a helicopter map, or like a claw, like the claw game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grab him, and he's just like
dangling, arms and legs dangling.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you go down, you pick him up, you start to raise him up. After you get about 5 feet, another little explosion happens as you hear just the shattering of glass. It's not, these aren't huge explosions. They're little kobold crafted things, so it doesn't get to you, but the bottom of your feet get warm, but you eventually get all the way back up. Y'all can keep going forward.
It warms
you
can go feetsies.
Back.
Well, we can't go back, right? Because there's no exit
in
that other room?
Yeah.
How big of a hole did I drop? Like, you know, do they have to now jump over this hole?
Yeah, we walk around.
Yeah. Right. Side,
so. It's not the entire width of the hallway, so you're able to kind of carefully go around the edge of it.
Okay, well, I put him on the other side of the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. You are continuing on?
Now, am I getting the idea that main tunnel that we're all traveling through?
Yeah.
Holes in these tunnels.
Yeah.
But then there's tunnels and stuff that they're traveling through, and like all these tunnels are all these holes are like connected.
Yes.
That's the idea that we're kind of getting.
So like the main corridors that y'all are going through, like even though they're as tight as they are,
right,
they're able to run around and go up and above and whatnot.
Okay, but they're not. So I was thinking they just had a whole other path that's just running concurrent, like running along.
It could be.
It could be that.
It could
too.
Be, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to keep going that way, or do we want to turn around? What do you guys think?
I feel like we should just keep going and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Is my flying speed faster than his walking speed? So if I were to hold Yarost and fly with him in the front with everybody else behind, that'd be a little quicker.
Technically, probably. I mean,
it'd be quicker for y'all. For y'all,
they would. Yeah, they could.
But I mean,
but
they probably are faster than him walking, correct?
No, he's actually faster.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
35.
Mm-hmm. But like, at the same time, if you can get there faster and figure out what's going on, we probably wouldn't be that far behind.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's do that.
And it's like, at this point, you're going to be hovering because the ceiling's so low.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and you might as well. You've cast it. You might as well.
Yep, let's do it.
Yep. Use it. Okay. See you.
I grab Yarost and like the little sweetheart hold.
I just picture Yarost being like, let go.
What is this?
Stop holding me.
Embrace it.
You go about another 50 feet. There's a big opening to the north. And as you turn and look to the north, there are two huge long tables that are surrounded by benches, and there are seven kobolds eating.
Oh, Lord.
Five of them turn and look at you and go, roll for initiative. Oh, come on.
17, 19.
All of us, even though we're not in there, we're not right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
18 for Leo.
Mine was bad.
Ugh, but I hate rolling high.
I'm far. I'm the last one.
24.
Anyways, so ooh. I'm going to be last. I'm five. I got a 5.
I got an 18.
Yaros?
19.
Okay, so y'all two will go. Well, no, Ordella will go first.
I rolled a 24?
Yeah. Ordella, you're about 30 feet away. So I'll say you can move your full 30 feet and then fire two bolts.
Question. They saw Leo flying.
Yeah.
But did they see me? And if they didn't see me, can I get sneak attack?
Because
maybe they'll be looking over at them.
I don't think so, because y'all would be coming from the same direction. So if you stealthed, you could. But if you stealthed, you only move at half speed, so you wouldn't be able to get all the way there.
I'm going to try to hit one that is... Did anybody stand up?
I'd say a couple of them stood up, yeah, for sure.
Okay. The ugliest looking one is the one I'm going to hit. I'm so pissed at them.
Smash or pass.
Actually, the cutest one is the one I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm going to. I want Niblet.
Yeah.
There's one that actually has like really nice teeth for a kobold.
Okay.
Like maybe had kobold braces at one point.
What else about him?
He is definitely chiseled.
That's not cute though.
Well, hold on. He's chiseled.
I want it to be cute.
They're kobolds.
Oh, okay.
Like cute, like. Niblet was talking cute and small.
Oh.
One of them has like a
there's
little bunny shirt on.
There's one looks like a kid. So
kid.
Cute.
You want a cute, there you,
you
go.
Want a cute.
Whatever one's closest to me is the one I'm going for, okay?
Okay.
And I...
The 7-year-old.
Thirteen.
Hits.
13 plus Woo. 6.
He Woo. Is dead.
Great. I'm going to use my crossbow expert attack.
Yep.
And hit the one sitting next to him. And I got a 12 plus a 10.
Hits.
And that is no poison this time.
Correct.
7 total.
He is dead.
What?
So just
dropping him.
And just. And you hear the other ones just go, ow, God!
Yeah. Oh,
they must
God.
Be geriatric or something. Are they geriatric? This Could is be. A senior citizens.
Oh, God, for sure.
All right. It is Leo and Yaros go.
I'm just going to cast a firebolt at whatever's closest
yeah.
to me.
Make an attack roll.
13 plus.
Hits. Can you kill him or her?
2d10.
The grandma eating with her grandkids.
I don't care. A 9 plus 5. Bye,
just
granny.
Lit up in flames and you just hear, oh! It is now Yara's go.
Oh, wait. And then I have telekinetic shove, so...
You're going to shove one over?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not only is he startled by y'all coming around this corner, he can't act quick enough to get up, but you push him over in his chair and he falls over like a kid in school where he's leaning, and then just boom, falls over.
When he breaks his neck and dies?
No.
So there's two left?
There are 4 left.
We'll go in and attack the first one. We'll attack recklessly. 17 plus 10.
Hits.
Attacks. 8 plus 14.
Dead.
killed, so my bonus will be second attack. I mean, are these close enough to where I can chain this together? That's a crit.
Oh, what a wasted crit.
Everything is wasted on these little.
I know.
A crit kills him.
Right. Then my second typical attack. Yeah. This is 22.
That hits. Can you get higher than 5?
I can't. Well, I mean, total?
Total.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get +6 standard, so.
Yarn just walks in and RIP 7, in the words of 7, mows heads.
Wow. I killed 2 also.
I killed 3.
Okay, well.
50% more than you did.
Who knows how to do math that fast?
And the one kobold that's left, with his turn, he's going to take off running toward one of the smaller holes.
You better get him, Silas.
But he's in melee with Yarost, so go ahead and make an opportunity attack. Hits, +6. He's dead. Ciara just walks in and boom, 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 boom.
Whack-a-moles.
Drops 4 of them. 7 kobolds lay dead. Not 6 seconds ago, they were enjoying a nice family dinner. And
Silas
now
comes running through the door. What did I miss? He's dead. Got an Eldritch Blast ready.
I want to thank Niblet for this. Niblet brought this to your doorstep.
Yeah. they done.
Niblet they didn't know.
Niblet didn't.
Niblet knew.
Yeah. Niblet knew.
Niblet knew.
Niblet knew who we were and what we were coming for.
Yep. Literally told him.
And it's not for blood.
There is.
I scream out, "This is on you, Niblet."
Yes.
I love it.
And it echoes through those stupid chambers.
This is on you, Niblet.
Their blood
Niblet.
Is on your hands, Niblet.
Niblet, Niblet, Niblet. There is an exit to the northeast. Or straight to the south. Where are you going?
An exit? Like, it would take
us
back?
Where did we come from?
Y'all came from the west. Okay, you can go to the south or you can go back to the west. Which way are you going?
Southeast.
South.
Take it away.
Take it
away.
Y'all are going south. Yarost leading the way again.
Are we still flying?
Yep.
Oh, Leo.
Still on air. Air Leo over here.
Air Leo got Yarost in her grasp.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, gives him a little squeeze. Heading to the south, there is a door to the east. Or you can continue south where it snakes back to the west.
You're in front. I'll let you decide.
Yeah.
West coast, best coast.
Going to the west?
Yeah.
As you are heading to the west, give me a perception check, Leo. I'm going to say Yarost. Don't give me a perception check because you're
fine. Getting, I'm on the ride.
You're getting, yeah, you're on the ride. Mm-hmm. It's tough to like, discern
bugs
what's
in your
going
eyes,
like.
Hang
you're
man,
getting man. A little. You're getting a little motion sickness.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Okay, 10, 14.
Leo, you... Nothing happens to you as you continue on. Nothing at all happens to you.
Does she see anything?
You get into what looks like some sort of living quarters for these kobolds. There are small bunk beds set up. There are little chests. It's just horrendously laid out. There are no, from your immediate look about things, you do not see any kobolds in this room. Again, there are these small, we'll call them pocket holes at this point. There are these small pocket holes all about the room. There is an exit directly to your south, or you can continue on to the west.
South or west, guys. Just keep going. In here.
Keep going, I guess.
Keep moving.
South.
Both know south.
Okay, south.
Going south?
Mm-hmm.
You are heading south. You are hearing the pattering of feet above you.
I turn around, or can I light their beds on fire?
Yeah, you totally can.
Okay.
Okay, so just...
Yeah.
The pyromaniac that is Leo.
All that smoke's going to go up in them holes, and they're going to be dropping like flies.
Smog, just rising smoke billowing from the beds. Ortella and Silas.
They didn't crawl.
Y'all don't notice. Y'all don't notice anything.
Silas's eyes are starting to burn a little bit from all the smoke.
Y'all don't even notice anything until you get into the room. Like the beds are on fire by the time y'all get there because she was flying so fast.
You're like, oh, Leo's in here.
Leo's here.
Yeah, this is the way.
Y'all head to the south. You come to a bigger chamber now.
Uh-oh.
Something gives you pause because you hear the clanking of feet. Almost sounds like nails. On a chalkboard, scratching, moving about, you stop at the entrance. What is in the room turns to notice you because it heard the explosions of beds being lit on fire.
Beds wouldn't explode.
Well, not explosions, but like the flames crackling the wood. Yarost and Leo, give me history checks to see if you know what these monsters are. Eventually, Silas and Ordella catch up. You can give me history checks as well.
19 plus 9.
Leo knows.
10.
19.
Wyverns.
Ooh.
I use D&D 12. Beyond again. It's rolling way better than I would.
12.
12.
Leo, Silas, you would both know. These are rust monsters. Any non-magical weapon made of metal that hits the rust monster corrodes.
Oh.
So if you got anything not metal, or that's not magical, that's made of metal, just beware. I don't know if anybody does, actually. But these things start running and taking off at you. There are four of them. Roll four for initiative. I'm going to get the train out. All right, so there are four rust monsters in this room. Also in this room, there are three other exits, one to the east, south, and west. And there are those little pocket holes throughout the room. And just glancing up, you're still seeing those really small holes underneath. The smoke is starting to billow out and kind of come behind y'all. Initiative rolls.
7 total.
12.
19.
Ooh.
18.
I rolled a 19 as well, so Silas will go first, followed by the rust monsters, then y'all. Silas, this chamber opens up. What are you doing?
So I am going to, and there's four of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so with an Eldritch Blast, I have two beams, and I can point at two different creatures, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
So I'm going to hit the two closest to me on the left there. That's who I'm going to shoot at least.
Shoot him. Shoot him.
That's going to be a 21.
That hits.
And then that one's going to be 12.
Misses.
Okay. 9 damage.
9 damage. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. So the rust monster to the farthest on the left is hit by your Eldritch Blast. They then start skittering, claws raking against this stone ground, stone and earth ground, and just... coming at you, their antenna just... That's the sound the antennas make. They are going to move 40 feet each and then attack if they can. Oh, yes. Perfect. They're all in attendance. They all showed up to class today. The first one attacking Silas, and these will be plus 3 to hit, 12 misses.
You wanna, yeah, it does.
Oh, but yeah. The one attacking Ordella. 12
misses.
The one attacking Leo. 15.
Misses.
See ya.
Or wait, armor class?
Yeah.
Yep.
Misses. And then Yarost. 14.
Nope. 16.
We'd love to see it.
4 misses.
That's terrible.
That as they awful. Are all, some of them are on their hind legs, their antenna trying to scrape against you.
Antenna.
They smell corroded metal.
No.
Just gross, like inky orange water dripping off of them. It is up to y'all three. Yarost, Leo.
Has it been 10 minutes since I cast Fly on myself?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Now remember, they're in melee with all of y'all.
I'll start over here and try to kill the one in front of Ordella.
All right.
So I'll go into my rage. It's a bonus. Then I will attack recklessly. I guess I'll do great weapon then. Advantage. We get plus 5 to this, so 16.
That
hits. Hits. All right. Let's
see what he can do.
Plus 23.
Wait,
here.
What? Oh, he rolled 3 ones.
So it'll be 30 damage.
30 damage?
Yeah.
You pull Eternal Rest back. You connect down onto its back, and you feel its exoskeleton crack.
Ugh.
And juice sprays out into the air. This rusty water, almost like You were cutting open a gutter in a rainstorm and rusty water splurted all over your face.
What in the world?
Oh, he's dead. He killed him. He killed him. Next.
All right. So second attack. Attack the other one over here beside me.
Yep.
17.
Hits.
29 damage.
After you smash the first one, you wipe that rusty water off your face. You pull back on Eternal Rest and slam into the other one. And this time it goes to dodge you, but you're able to hit its face and you rip off one of its pinchers of its mouth. And again, just rusty water splurts out all over Ordella this time. Gets all in her hair, all in her face, as they both are dead in front of you. You get another attack.
I don't, unfortunately. I'll use my bonus that time to rage. Okay, Any other turn would be great. But.
All right, so the two close to Yarost are dead. The one in front of Leo is still up, and the one in front of Silas is still up. Leo, what are you doing?
So I could move like behind that, and could I cast Lightning Bolt to hit boom, boom, boom?
Yeah.
In a straight.
Yeah. So a dex saving throw. The first one rolls a 15. 17 yeah. DC?
Yeah, 17 dex, yeah.
High levels, people. 15 fails and definitely fails with a nat 6, so they'll both take full damage.
What about the third one?
The other two are dead.
These two are the only two alive.
Oh, the icy one. Oh, that's you, Yarost. I was like...
You're a monster.
You're a rust monster.
Well, I had my glasses on, number one, so I was like, oh, there's one, two, three, and I was like, doo, 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 just hit them all.
2, 25, 29.
So... Wow.
You unleash a lightning bolt. Both of them are electrocuted so much that the little hairs on their antenna flare out, and you just hear as they lock up and then fall to the ground dead, nice. Sizzling the smoke coming from the other room behind y'all. You are standing in this room that still reeks of corroded metal and iron. It's almost like you just have constantly been licking pennies.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one right there.
Why would you constantly lick a penny?
Everybody knew what I was talking about, though. Because everybody's licked a penny.
That caught me so off guard. It's like, wait, what?
I smelled a penny.
Right.
Like a wet penny.
Oh, man.
Okay,
so you can go to the west, you can go to the east, or you can keep going to the south.
Can I ask a question?
Keep going to the south.
So if I was going to go, they were in like melee range.
Yes.
And normally I can't use my crossbow.
Correct.
But this says, with crossbow expert, you can ignore the loading property of crossbows with which you are proficient. Being within 5 feet of a hostile creature doesn't impose disadvantage on your ranged attack rolls.
Ah.
And when you use the attack action with a one-handed weapon, you can use a bonus action to attack with the hand crossbow you are holding.
Yeah, so you would never be in, you never have disadvantage. Hashtag know your character.
I know her.
I know her. I know. She's my favorite.
No bigs.
4 years later.
Which way is this?
That would be...
We're going south. Came.
Oh, God.
Well, that's where that's
might to the
west. Decide to go. I was still raging, so this is where I'm headed.
To the west.
I just rolled a dice and decided this way I'm going.
You're heading off to the west?
Yeah, so I'm moving 70 feet. I get here.
Hey, so, somebody get Yarost.
Can't be done. Can't. We just have to follow him right now.
Okay.
Get to him quick so he's not alone.
Okay. So I just follow Yarost.
Everybody's taking off after Yarost. Yarost probably not making perception check, perceiving a lot as you go. Oh, never mind. Nothing happens. But you come upon a small opening that's about 20 foot in diameter. Very small opening. There are two kobolds standing in front of a door, on both sides of a door. And they are wearing armor, which is very different for a kobold. Now, none of this really matters to you because you're raging right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let me describe it a little bit.
Sure.
Let me describe it a little bit. So they've got armor on, and it looks like dragon scales, like red dragon scales that they have on. They also have short swords, which none of the other kobolds had. In fact, y'all fought some other kobolds with no weapons because you killed them while they were just eating dinner peacefully. As soon as you turn that corner, they look puzzled and then go to attack you. Roll for initiative. Everybody roll for initiative. Come on. Come on.
Ooh, a nat 20.
Get 'em.
Wow.
It's a 23.
I have a 24.
17.
17.
Yeah,
can't
just,
go first.
Just go ahead and like kill them down. Yeah, they're
dead. Pretend they just died?
Do you just want to pretend they're dead?
Sake of time.
I rolled a 16. I felt like that was high. So y'all are going first as you turn this corner. The only exit in this room is... No, there's a room...
Oh, God.
There's a room to the east, and this you can continue on.
This is too dungeon-y for me.
To the north, again, you're seeing these pocket holes around. You're seeing the small holes above you. These two kobolds are rushing toward you. Who is attacking first?
Me.
Yeah.
Are you within 5 feet when you ran in? How close is he?
I don't know how far I got into.
Well, he's not far away. This is a small room, so it's like 10 feet. He's like 10 feet away from you.
Like 5 feet?
Yeah.
I'm gonna firebolt. Yeah.
You want to just run that down to 5?
I would say yeah. He could get in melee. He would be in melee.
Perfect. Okay.
I'll be nice because I'm hashtag world's nicest DM.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone right.
Knows. I mean, that's what we have our other text chain that we talk about. We don't even use your name. We say. Nicest DM.
World's nicest DM.
Yeah, that's yeah. all we say.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
WNDM.
I didn't want to, you know, make anything up. About
okay,
it.
There you go. 22 to hit.
That Woo-hoo. Just hits.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, Liar. I'm going to get a million dice now because
yeah,
sneak attack.
Did.
Yep, 8.
8d6 coming at you.
Huh. Okay. 6. Huh.
That's I'm a lot of numbers.
6 is 12. 25 plus 6. 31.
31 Woo! Damage.
And then I'll do crossbow expert.
He is not dead.
Oh,
but
man.
He's looking rough.
It's common.
Well, let's just attack him again and we'll see.
Okay. Ooh, 13?
Misses.
Well, all right.
As he takes a bolt to the shoulder, he... breaks it off. He's grabbing his arm. Get niblet.
Okay, well, yeah, is there niblet, anything around me that I can die. Crouch under or behind? Or I know it's all small stuff, but...
There are only two benches, like little wooden benches in the room on either side of them. So they're in front of you. To your left and right, there are two benches.
I'm just going to scoot over to one of the sides.
Okay.
I'm not going to hide.
Perfect. All right.
I'm not afraid of niblet.
Leo with the peacock hair. What are you doing?
I guess I'll just shoot a firebolt at the one that is maimed.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Well, actually, no. I'm not going to do a firebolt because if they have dragon scales, they're probably fire resistant.
Nice. Oh, good call.
Yeah, come on. She's smart.
Yeah. She pays attention
fantasy.
To details.
Fantasy novels.
We all love it.
Yeah, I'm going to try this chill touch.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
All right, 16 plus 9.
Hits.
Okay, so it's 2d8 of necrotic.
Oh, come on, low, roll low, roll low.
Are you okay?
Please, baby Jesus.
Big money. 7 plus 5.
He is surviving.
But not thriving.
He no. does look rough.
Okay, and then I'm going to use my bonus action of telekinetic shove and just shove him into the wall.
All right. 7, he fails. He gets pushed back into the wall. Y'all have shot a bolt into this guy, chill touched him, and then he's been tossed back into the wall.
How many is that minus hit points?
43 y'all done to him.
I know, but what is my push, like 2?
Oh, none. Good question.
So if I'm
hey,
shooting
niblet.
Eldritch Blast and
I'm
two
so
beams, then it's two beams at one person. I roll twice.
Correct.
To hit
yep.
both times. Okay. So I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
Same guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roll to attack. Roll that beautiful beam
Going
footage.
Down.
So
no.
First one's 18.
That just hits.
You
right.
said 19?
18.
Mm.
And then the second one... It's going to miss.
Good. We like that.
So D10 plus 4, 6 damage.
6 damage. He...
Golly.
He's still standing.
Cut that out.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
That's how that song goes.
That's a copyright.
Do you want to move it all?
I'm going to back up a little bit. We just ran into another room, right? Like, it wasn't like we ran through a hallway.
Correct.
It's just another room.
Yep.
So really, I'm going to be backing up a little bit into the room we were just in.
Oh, no. He ran down a little bit of a hallway.
Okay.
It wasn't far, though.
Well, I'm going to back up probably 10 feet.
Okay.
Back kind of into the hallway a little bit.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Leo just sits on the ground, starts crying.
No, not yet.
Like, I hate mazes.
Well, one of them is really hurt.
Yes.
Hurt one. I'll do a great weapon. 21.
Hits to the one that's been hurt.
Yeah.
He did. He had 3 hit points left.
Oh, nice.
I mean, this is betrayal on levels we have never seen before.
I love how you're still mad.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
So I'll get 2 attacks on this guy. So I'll do all the things. 24.
Hits.
24.
He's rough. Not really.
We'll do it again. 12.
Misses. Nice. Finally. So the one that Yaros didn't kill yells at your direction.
Yeah, bring him in here.
He screams at your direction.
Yeah, Sir Niblick, come on over.
As he's screaming, fire erupts out of his mouth. Now.
She's like, heard that.
Ordella and Silas are in the cone because the shield is on your back.
Well, so these two are?
Yeah, I would say
well,
so.
Well, I moved.
What's her name?
I moved back.
That's what's her name?
Oh, sorry.
That's the other girl.
Leo.
That's the other girl.
Leo. And what's I moved back into the hallway.
Yeah, yeah. So Leo and Silas are within the cone, but I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Get in the cone, Ordella.
Advantage.
Ooh, get behind the turtle shell.
Fails.
That was too rough for all.
Yeah.
Fails. Back to back. This isn't much. It's not much, but you'll still take
half.
Yeah.
We're in the gauntlets.
The gauntlets.
13. So down half 6 damage.
Okay.
Take 6 damage as this cone of fire erupts from this little kobold's mouth. He grabs a scale, one scale off his armor, and he rips it off. And he says,
"You are not coming to our lair."
Do I have to do anything?
No, because you weren't within the cone.
I'm just gonna yell, "We're not. We're trying to pass through. Just show us the exit."
Yeah.
And nobody else gets hurt. Absolutely not.
I stayed up too long making this dungeon. You will go through all of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You will take it and you will like it. Where's Niblet? It's her fault.
Bring us Niblet.
Give us Niblet and all this is over.
Yeah. Bring us Niblet.
It is now y'all's go.
I'll do
my
another.
Turn? Your turn?
Yeah, I'll do another chill touch. Ooh, all right. 18 plus 9.
Hits.
8. Totes.
Y'all done 32 damage. Who's going next? As this chilled hand reaches out and grabs this kobold in the spot where he just ripped off this scale.
Me.
In anger.
Is he within 5 feet of yours right there?
Yeah.
Crit.
Critties.
Yay, crit. Crit.
When a rogue crits, bro. When a rogue crits.
Bobby, count them up, my dude.
Yeah, Bobby 52. He just does a scan.
I'll see how close I am.
Hey. Okay, wait, 1, 2.
16 times 4 is what?
Wait, these are 6s.
What's your odds? Or 16 times 3.5.
1, 2, 3, 4. 6 times 4 is 24. Yeah. And then I have 40 up there.
60, exactly.
Yeah.
Dang. You're pretty close.
With one bolt. So I'll say as soon as he ripped off that scale and threw it on the ground, your bolt was already in the air like a dart, and it went straight into that spot where his heart is, and he just coughs up like fiery blood.
Good.
As he falls to the ground dead.
Good.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's a good...
Dang. Okay, now we can run.
Yeah.
You can either go to the north, to the east, we're back to the south from which you came.
I think we need to head south. Anytime we've gone east or west, it's only given us north.
I am so turned around, I don't even care anymore.
Let's go south. Let's go back into the room we were in and head south.
Okay, just follow the smell of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get us back out.
She said, I am so turned around.
Y'all head south, and of course, the room is now filled with smoke. It is burning your eyes. Are you heading back to the north? from which you came originally, to the west or down south?
Let's keep going south.
And that is it for this week's 20 Sides. Make sure you tune in each week as Lichbane Thunder Force ventures across the Veiled Lands. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/20sides for extra exclusive access to us. Follow us on all the socials everywhere at 20 Sides Pod. And as usual, we couldn't do this without the atmospheric background tracks from tabletopaudio.com. We will see you right here next week on 20 Sides. But wait, there's one more thing. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with Claymore Miniatures. You have to go check them out. Go to myminifactory.com and search Claymore Miniatures. And I promise you, you are going to love what they have to offer. They are detailed sculpts. They are extremely realistic, but I think most importantly, they are very, very artful. They are the miniatures that I have been searching for forever. So stop what you're doing. Head over to myminifactory.com today and search Claymore Miniatures and get your buy on.